Hi, this is Mike Swantz. I've got a real special guest with me today. I've got Matt Frehley. He runs the website BreakpointTrades.com. How you doing, Matt?
Great, man.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk to me and everyone else. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the market right now. And I'd like to get your opinion really right now on two things, because that's what's on everyone's mind. The first, of course, is gold stocks, because they've been declining now since 2011. And last week, the gold stocks, the HUI and the GDX and XIU and so forth, they broke their March lows. And a lot of people on my website, on the blogs, are giving up on them and so forth. They're worried that a new bear market is starting. And I'm just curious, what's your take on what's going on with them?
Well, definitely. It's been a heck of a correction. I think at the lows last week, the Huey Gold Index was down about 50% from its lows, or from its highs, from the September highs. So that's definitely a heck of a correction. And, you know, longer term for gold, you know, there has been, I've seen a lot of the commentary about, hey, you know, bear market starting, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there are legitimate wave counts for that. But at least right now, I think with last week's sell-off, it was something for the gold stocks. They all made, you know, the indexes made new lows, the Huey and the GDX, which is the ETF. But it wasn't unexpected. The bounce from March, early March to later March, was very choppy. It formed a bear wedge, and it looked like it wanted another down. We didn't have any positive divergence. Mm-hmm. If you looked at the indicators, you know, just a typical indicator that everyone uses, the standard MACD, right? It's a good indicator for, it's a momentum indicator, but it's also, technicians use it for divergence. They look for if a stock or index forms a, you know, lower low, but does the indicator form a higher low, et cetera. That would be a positive divergence. Or conversely, a negative divergence if something's topping out. It's pretty reliable. And GDX and the Huey didn't have any divergence on their MACD indicators in early March. There was nothing. It was still pointing down. And so the new low we made last week is setting up that divergence, because we made both of those instruments, GDX and the Huey, made new lows, but the MACD indicators did not. And so if we can get a cross up on the MACD, where the MACD crosses over its average, that would set up a technical divergence, and perhaps that'll mark some kind of bottom. You know, we need, I think, a lot of the gold bugs here to throw in the towel, which is what you're seeing. So again, it doesn't mean it can't be a little more pain here. You know, bottoming can be a process, but I don't see this big sustained move down from here. You know, like a couple of members on my site had mentioned to me, you know, a week ago, they're saying, hey, you know, this thing could just fall out of bed. It could be like October 2008, where the Huey and the GDX really just took a huge nosedive, and the whole thing ended up down 70% off of its highs. But one thing we'll talk about today is the Bullish Percent Gold Miners Index.
Okay.
Some of your members might follow Bullish Percent charts. They can be quite useful. They can go theoretically from 0% to 100%, and rarely do they ever get to 0% or 100%. You trade in between there. But the BPGDM is at 3% now.
So what is that? What I'm going to do is, below this interview, I'll link to your charts. What does that mean when it's at 3%?
Well, there's 30 components that make up the index. And bullish percent charts are based on point and figure charts, the percentage that are on point and figure buy signals. And so if there's 30 components and one of them is on a point and figure buy signal out of the whole thing, then that's where you get your 3%. So that means only one of them is on a point and figure buy signal. And actually, that one right now is RGLD. That's the only one that's left.
Oh, wow.
But in 2008, at the lows, in October, the BPGDM was still at 50%. And so it still had room. It still had, you know, room to fall. Well, right now, it's at 3%. So yeah, it can go to 0%. But it's so low now that I think we're in the process of forming some kind of bottom here. And again, you know, bottoming is one of these things where you don't have to pick the exact bottom. You could wait for a confirmation. But I just don't see another major sell-off here.
Okay.
If we just take a quick look at the charts here that you provided for your members.
Sure.
The first chart is just a daily GDX chart. Again, you could see this big correction we've had since the September highs last year, about a 50% correction. But if you look at the MACD indicator, which is just below the volume bars, you can see how it's trying to form a higher low there.
Yeah,
whereas
I see that.
The price on the GDX has formed a lower high, so that's a technical, that's a positive divergence.
Okay.
And that'll especially be confirmed if the MACD crosses over the MACD average, and the MACD is in black, and the MACD average is the thin line there. So that's something to watch for. And the RSI at the top did the same thing as well. It didn't make a new low there. The next chart, the second chart, shows another example of how GDX may play out here. And you can see the comments from April 6th. Basically, you could be forming a variety of patterns here. You could be forming a head of a inverse head and shoulder. You see that?
That means
your first good rally will eventually be sold. Maybe you get up to the 50-day moving average in red there. Then maybe you pull back again, but if you form a lower high, that would be your right shoulder. And that's the better swing entry. Any trades right now are really just trades, because you're eventually going to pull back. Okay, so
curious to see myself, like, if the unit, well, we'll see what you say about that. Never mind.
No problem. But or the other thing could be that it could be forming a wedge here, and you have another decline, and that could be ahead. But either way, you know, this is kind of some scenarios that I'm watching for.
Okay.
And the next chart below shows you the bullish percent gold miners index in the middle. The GDX is at the top. And again, you can see how it's at 3% here. So it's, you can see back in September it was at 72%. So again, it is low here, and there's a divergence between this BPGDM and the price. So, you know, that's what I see with these stocks here. And, you know, there's some individual stocks that are standing out a little bit, like AU, HL a little bit, and AMV had a big day. But, you know, obviously a lot of the individual stocks need a lot of work still. So we're just keeping an eye on those. Besides, instead of talking about gold, I'm just going to mention silver really quickly. That's the next chart. It's chart number 5 there. And one thing I noted on silver is, and it'll be interesting that if the silver bugs really want to watch this chart longer term. You can see my blue arrows there. Silver's had this support area at around the mid-26 area from 2011. You can see we've now tested it 6 times. So this is the 6th test, and we tested it the other day. So it, you know, logically it's bouncing off there. So that was a lower risk area to buy it if you wanted to with a tight stop. Now, longer term, you do want to hold this area because, you know, there is free air and down into about 20.
Sure.
So you really do want to hold this area. But it's something interesting to watch longer term. But we did test some big support area there. And, the last chart here, and it's chart number 6. It should have been higher. This is the Huey from 2008. You know, the devastating sell-off in gold stocks. Gold bugs have been following this, should remember that time. It was pretty bad, you know, 70%. And anyway, but you could see that you could see where the BPGDM at the very bottom, where it got to. It actually did hit 0 at one point. But it didn't hit 0, interestingly, until it got off the lows. It hit 0 in December. But, you know, at the lows there in October, late October, it was around 29%, then it fell to 3%.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't, with the BPGDM being at 3% now, that's why I don't see another major sell off. Like, you could see what it did back then, and that was a more extreme example.
Right.
So, you know, that's my comments there.
Okay.
The last set of charts are just on the market, the general market, the S&P and Dow, et cetera.
Okay.
You know, we've had a heck of a rally from the November lows when we pulled back last year, and a lot of people have been trying to call tops. Every pullback has been bought. Even last week, we had initial pullback, and, you know, then we had the Friday jobs report. Market bounced off the lows, only closed down a little bit, and, you know, the Dow made you know, minor new highs today, and the S&P is just a little bit off of it. But, you know, our bigger picture is chart number 7, which is a monthly view. It shows you the S&P going back to 2000. One of your other commentators, Dave, he's talked about market cycles. That we still consider this longer term as secular bear, maybe 13 years into it. We entered a secular bull market in 2000, and so this is a cyclical bull up into the area. My thoughts this year would be that I think we're going to get a similar thing last year. We're probably going to get a sell in May event, maybe a sell in April. We'll get an initial good pullback, then we'll chop around during the summer. Maybe we'll make another attempt at the highs in the fall. Maybe even make slight new highs. And then I think a good bear market begins next year.
Well, let me throw something at you. As when you're talking about the GDX and mm-hmm. you're drawing the different scenarios, how it could play out, one of them was that reverse head and shoulders pattern, which would mean it would bounce here a little bit and then pull back just a little bit and then take off. What I'm curious is, let's assume the market does pull back in April or May or something. If that pattern in a GDX plays out, you would get a little bit of a pullback too, but it would hold support. And I think while the rest of the market pulls back, so I think you'd actually get a really big buy point in the gold stocks if it plays out like that. And I don't know what the rest of the market would do afterwards, but I think that's a potential pattern I'm watching for.
Well, and especially, and what's nice about these reverse head and shoulder patterns is, again, everyone's always obsessed with picking the top or the bottom or a top, whatever. But like in this case, it would be a bottom. The initial bottom trade, unless you just want to hold it, you don't want to do anything. Generally, the bottom trade, the head, is generally a trade because you get a pullback. But it's that pullback, that right shoulder, that's your really good swing where the thing could really run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, well, I think it's also easier and safer to buy on that point, too.
You know, you're buying a higher low, which is a bullish thing as well. And what a lot of traders get into is psychology where, let's say they pick a bottom. Then it rallies up for them and they feel good. And then it retraces 50% of that. Then they start doubting it.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Sell and they lose their position. And then it bottoms and it goes up. So, you know, that's why you want to be aware of the patterns and stuff. And you know, on the pullback, you want to look for, you know, is it declining volume, stuff like that. If it's light volume, well, that's a good sign. You know, that's, you know, that it'll be forming like a right shoulder or something. Because that's bullish, you know, pulling back
sure.
the volume. So definitely, I'm watching that scenario. Hopefully something like that plays out. So I'm really interested in this stuff. Otherwise, not going to discuss all the charts below, but, you know, just one other quick chart okay. number 8 below on the S&P. That's a shorter term chart. If, you know, any of you guys are kind of watching the market, there's a little resistance trend line at blue just above. Otherwise, your support is your black trend line. Once we start breaching support levels, maybe we'll finally start getting some kind of correction here in April. And I would look for some resistance there. I do see chart number 9, if you look at that, that's an S&P. I do see a potential head and shoulder pattern forming on the S&P here, which also formed last year around this time, you see.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And so, you know, we could need something like that, which brings us into chart number 10. It's not really a chart. It's a statistics table. But that's the sell in May and go away statistics where, you know, you typically market has some weakness in, you know, later April or May. And, again, I know we don't have time to talk about all those stats here, but, you know, they're pretty powerful. And wouldn't be surprised to see something like that play out with the market a little bit this year. And in the last couple charts, just quickly, the indexes that are lagging here are the Russell 2000 and the, which is chart 11. It's already breached its uptrend channel. And to me, it looks like it's going to find resistance at one of these moving averages or trend line. And the last chart, chart 13, is the IYT, the transports ETF. You can see a head and shoulder there. You see that?
Yeah.
And that already broke down. And you can see how we bounced back up. But you can see that broken trend line there, the broken neckline, is resistance. So that's a good potential short there because you'd have a stop just above there. So, you know, a lot of times these head and shoulder patterns do that. You break the necklines eventually, and you come back and almost back test them.
Right.
So these are some sectors that I like, the Russell and the IYT, for potential shorts up around in this area or when the market starts pulling back. Because I don't think these are going to make new highs again. So they're lagging quite a bit. So those are some sectors I'm looking at for the general market, just a short. So I do own a little bit of IYT short right now.
Oh, okay.
So and I own some GDX currently and a couple individual stocks, and I'm monitoring them closely. So, but that's my views on that. And you got any other questions?
No, I'd like to actually see how this plays out over the next couple of weeks. I think, you know, these charts and what you've been saying provide a great overview of what's happening, and hopefully, you know, in a couple of weeks, if you got the time, we can do an update.
Oh, definitely. One thing about trading is and all your guys members should know is trading, especially, like, there's so much emotion around it, especially lately here with gold stocks and even the market. You know, a lot of folks last week I know shorted the market, and, you know, maybe they shorted the S&P or Dow, and it's come all the way back up. You know, they thought the top's finally in, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, the market come up one more time to squeeze those, to squeeze the shorts. And even for the gold bugs who are basically exhausted now at this point. But
yeah,
that's how these markets will get, and they'll get in these extreme emotional states. But those are areas we got to really watch, because those can be inflection points when these others give up. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely really curious to see how all this plays out. So,
well, let's follow up. As we wrap up, can you tell people, you know, what you provide on your website?
Well, we provide 5 newsletters a week. We provide newsletters Monday through Thursday. And then we do a weekend newsletter. And then, so we provide charts like this and audio commentary. And then we provide individual trade ideas. We also provide commentary on, you know, just general commodities and gold. And then we also have various mechanical systems, which I'm not talking about here, but that, you know, systems I developed for the market. Like, I have an S&P 500 system that's about, it produces 90% winning trades. So, and it's done about 5 or 6 trades this year already. So we got a lot of stuff. The only issue some folks can have, new members with Breakpoint, is they come in and are overwhelmed. They see these newsletters, they see these systems, they see the trade guys, and they don't know what to do. So it's kind of one of those issues where, you know, we advise folks to give us, you know, contact us, and, you know, we'll even personally walk you through the site, help you along. And because we kind of think of Breakpoint trades kind of like a smorgasbord, you know, where that you don't need everything that's there. You kind of pick and choose what you want. Or like a newspaper magazine. You don't generally read every article in a newspaper magazine. You kind of thumb through it and read what you want. That's kind of how Breakpoint is. We got something for everyone. Gold bugs, we have something for market traders. We have something for swing traders and day traders and system traders. So you kind of got to pick and choose what you want and then ignore the other stuff, you know, because you can't do it all. So there's a lot of stuff here. And I think, you know, your folks, especially the technical guys, really like it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me and everyone else. We'll hopefully do this in a couple weeks.
All right, man. Great. Nice to talk to you and follow up.